And in Mali, opposition candidate Soumaya Cissé says he would reject the results of the presidential runoff.
I call on all Malians to rise up. We will not accept a dictatorship of fraud. Let this be clear. The ruling party and the president are responsible for that fraud and for what will happen in the country.
Cissé said evidence compiled by his campaign team showed that he was far ahead hours after polls were closed. He added that the program that his party used to count the verbs and was then hacked by overweight. Ballot counting marred by violence is underway in Mali following Suzanne's vote militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Daesh shot dead a poll worker. Hundreds of polling stations were also closed due to insecurity. The second round of ballot pitted incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita against the former finance minister. Both candidates also contested the 2013 election and was won by Keita with a landslide. Now we're joined by Abayumi Azakiwi, editor of Pan-African Newswire. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us again on Press TV. Now, I would like to know what you make of this recent development and the fact that the opposition has clearly stated that they do not accept the result of the vote.
Soumaya Cissé, as you mentioned, had ran against Boubacar Keita in 2013. He lost the election then. He felt as if he should have won this time around. The turnout was extremely low inside the country. This was a runoff election due to the threats of violence. There are various extremist organizations that have been operating in Mali over the last few years, and as a result of that, they have intimidated a lot of people in the civilian community. So this situation is not resolved if Mr. Cissé is saying that the elections were rigged and that he should actually be the victor.
Thank you very much, Abayumi Azakiwi, giving us his take on the developments in Mali.